In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is Monday, the 20th of August. Good as always to have you along, everybody. If you are the global trade policy type, I will tell you what this is the week for you. And I'm being totally serious here, too. This morning, the U.S. Trade Representative opened six days of public hearings into President Trump's proposal to tax another $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. Tariffs is another word you could use there. 25% is the main number to know. These hearings, required by the aforementioned Section 301, are to let companies and trade groups affected by those tariffs weigh in. And here is one indicator about how big a deal this is. Originally, there were only supposed to be three, not 6 days, of these hearings. Nicole Vassilaris testified this morning. She's the Vice President of Government Relations at the National Marine Manufacturers Association. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
How'd your testimony go today? What'd you say?
It went well. We were talking about the impact that not only these 301 tariffs, but the entire trade situation is having on the U.S. domestic manufacturing industry.
What was the mood in the room? I mean, did you get questions, or were you just talking to a smattering of representatives of the USTR? What was going on?
I was on the third panel. It seems to be like a busy day. They're going to have 6 days of hearings. You know, the general mood and the theme was tariffs are bad for U.S. businesses. And this back and forth war with China isn't helping anyone. There are no easy substitutes. And a lot of what China makes is critically important to what we make here in the U.S. And that was really not only the message that we carried, but several other companies and associations were saying as well.
Let's get to the meat of this then for you and the National Marine Manufacturers Association. Why are these tariffs, would-be tariffs rather, a problem for you?
So for our industry, we are an American-made industry. 95% of the boats that are sold in the U.S. are made here in the U.S. But just like many other companies and industries out there, we have global supply chains. And so these 301 tariffs on now $250 billion worth of goods impact those supply chains. Everything from the fiberglass that makes the actual boat to the trailer that transports these boats to the water every year, those have a real impact on the cost to our manufacturers and their cost of doing business.
Which will then, because business is business, be passed on to consumers, yeah?
You know, all of our manufacturers are going to have to make those decisions. That's the last thing anybody wants to do. Domestic sales are really strong right now, which is promising. But there are small margins, and not all of these costs are going to be able to be absorbed.
So we counted. There are 48 products in the list of stuff that you want excluded from the final tariff determination. What happens to boat manufacturers in this economy writ large if this goes on?
Well, our message to the administration right now is let's bring everybody to the table and make a deal. If that's what the president wants to do, you've caught everybody's attention, but we need to make a deal and we need to make it quickly because tariffs are already in place. We're seeing increased costs and the back and forth isn't helping anyone.
Take me back to the room. Did anybody say, yes, we love these tariffs, please do more?
Not when I was there. And we understand that there may be some industries that are looking for some protection, but you don't go about that through tariffs. That's not really addressing the meat of the problem. It's just adding an additional cost for U.S. businesses.
Nicole Vassilaris, she's the Senior Vice President of Government Relations at the National Marine Manufacturers Association, testified today to the USTR. Ms. Vassilaris, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Everybody, and I do mean everybody, wants to have their say at these hearings. 350 people are scheduled to testify in all, from fashion and chemicals to bicycles, also technology. Naomi Wilson's up tomorrow. She's the China and Greater Asia Director for the Information Technology Industry Council. And I asked her what message she wants the government to hear.
We very much appreciate the administration taking these issues seriously. I was particularly impressed by USTR's Section 301 report on all of the policies, practices, and regulations that China has created over the past years that lead to conditions that impede market access. However, we think that tariffs are the wrong answer to the right question.
Well, let me channel the President of the United States insofar as it is possible to do that. He will say and has said China's been robbing us blind for years on this and nothing has worked so far. So I'm going to hit him. What do you say to that?
I think he's right that nothing has worked in a concerted way. And we definitely need a change in tactics. We keep hearing the administration proclaim that short-term pain is going to lead towards long-term benefits. Mm-hmm. However, we don't have any facts to support that argument. And at this point in time, we're actually seeing the opposite in terms of increased consumer prices, jobs potentially moving abroad, and manufacturing in the United States being hurt.
Of all the industries in the United States that are or say they are being hurt by these tariffs, and I'm thinking now agriculture and steel users, not steel makers, but steel users, it seems to me that tech is doing pretty well. What are you guys complaining about?
So people assume that we have giant tech companies that are part of our membership and that they can absorb the cost. However, that's a gross oversimplification of the global supply chain. So you take a seemingly innocuous tariff code and you extrapolate that to the effect on consumers, and you end up with price increases for everyday electronics, such as cell phones, computers, televisions, etc.
I don't want to be a downer here, but what happens if, if your testimony tomorrow is not persuasive and these 25 or so percent tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports does go into effect? Because it sure looks like nobody's backing down.
I think we will see ramifications for years to come. We have not seen a tariffs list this expansive implemented previously. And so we have to think through exactly what solution we are proposing and whether it moves us in the right direction or is in effect harmful not only to our companies, but to average Americans.
Naomi Wilson, she is the director for China and Greater Asia at the Information Technology Industry Council, testifying tomorrow on what are officially known as the Section 301 tariffs being proposed by the Trump administration. Ms. Wilson, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
I ought to say here, by the way, just on that topic of nobody backing down, that late this afternoon, Reuters reported that in an interview with them, the president had said that he has got no time frame for ending the trade war with China.